Was that?
Now, you have an office in Battle Creek?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. For sure.
Yeah, it was humid. There was a lot of pop-up showers because the humidity was so
coming and going,
kind thick.
Of, right?
Yeah, cut
well,
the air.
I had heard, so just to switch a little bit here, I had heard that NASCAR is coming to MIS for what they call a doubleheader in August.
Okay. You won't be there, though.
I know, you'll be fanless. There won't be people there.
You won't be there.
Are they going to pump in the
the noise?
The crowd noise?
I don't know if that'd do any good.
If you want to get a similar experience, watch it. I think I watched it on ESPN. It was like an IndyCar. I think I was telling you about it, Ben. An IndyCar race on ESPN where the drivers are in their home.
Yes, you did tell me about this.
And they're racing on their gaming system.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the crowd in the background. It's very well done, actually.
Yeah, it's a simulation.
Yeah, 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 right. Well, anyways, we're not talking about that today. Today,
hold it, you were.
We were
2 seconds
ago. Au contraire.
We were for a couple minutes, so I forget that. Today, though, we're talking about managers who know how to build trust and relationships with employees.
Some do that better than others.
Good segue.
Yeah. Before we get there, we're going to talk about those managers who don't do it so well, actually. We're going to contrast them against some... the good managers against those really lousy ones who said some pretty insensitive things. These are radio-friendly insensitive. Okay, so we're good there. but these are all true. In fact, I found them on a CBS News app. Not that that makes it true, I guess, because it's fake news.
Yeah.
But anyway, so these have been collected over the years. All right, here we go. Here's the first one.
Yeah, so one not-so-keen manager said, "Am I the only one around here with half a brain?"
Yes, you are. How about this guy? These are men or women, by the way. So I'm sorry if I ever gave you the impression that your input would have any effect on my final decision. Boy, yeah. That's a brilliant put me.
That's right.
You want to shut off talk? That's how you do it.
Yep. And another not-so-wise manager said, "Don't worry, give it a try. You have nothing to fear but failure, demotion, and termination."
Why even come to work?
That's right. Right.
How about this one? Ben, you need to remember this one, okay? Bonuses in my department are rewarded to team players who have demonstrated an appreciation for my leadership.
That's right. We don't care about metrics or anything like that.
Self-promoting.
That's right. And this ultimate slap in the face is a quote says, It has come to my attention that your salary is well below the industry average. So, therefore, I'm changing your title.
You're going to get a new title that matches your salary.
That's a good one.
Oh, my goodness. And before we jump into our topic, one exec said, this is terrible. I just can't believe someone said this.
I know.
All right. So, he said this to, he or she said this to their assistant. I'm getting a new company car next week, but... please call the dealer and ask him to delay the delivery until after Wednesday's layoffs because I want to appear sensitive.
Whether I am or not.
I just want to appear sensitive.
That's right. People really care about. Well, if these weren't true, they might be even funnier. But today we're talking about managers who are unlike those who we just quoted. We're talking about managers who know what to say and how to treat people as humans and not just as commodities or,
a can of beans or something.
Right.
Like yeah. So today's article is by a couple of marketing profs, Ben, over at your alma mater there in Chicago at Northwestern University, the great football team over there.
we created slogans that we chant when we get scored on because we get scored on many more times than we score.
It's funner to cheer that way. There's a couple of marketing profs. Maybe you've had them in some of your MBA classes over there. Kent Grayson and Sanjay Khusla. I don't know if you know any of them or not, but Kent was a teacher, was a prof over there for sure. The other one's like a visiting prof, so I don't know.
Yeah, no, I didn't have either Grayson or Khusla, but...
Well, that was a dead-end question, sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Well, today we're talking about the awful business of laying people off, either temporarily or permanently.
Yeah.
And layoffs are always hard for the person who's being laid off, obviously, but it's also difficult for the person delivering that bad news.
Yeah, for sure. You know, the decision to lay off people can be difficult for the person who has to make that decision, especially if that person has a great, like, trusting relationship mm-hmm. with the employees that work for him or her.
Yeah, but according to these researchers at Northwestern, trust can be a great asset even when delivering bad news to employees. From their research, delivery of bad news to employees from a trusted manager is better received and even better understood a lot of times.
Yeah, compared to that person that maybe, you know, isn't trusted. So what they found in their research mm-hmm. is interesting. They identified three different cornerstones, Ben, to building and keeping trust with employees. Mm-hmm. Trust is what these managers leaned on when delivering bad news, like laying people off from their work and that sort of thing.
Yeah, so the first cornerstone in building trust with employees is fair treatment and genuine care. It seems a little obvious, but mm-hmm. if a manager can demonstrate genuine fair-mindedness, then the difficult conversations are a bit easier for both people.
But it's like, I care for you, I'm going to have to lay you off. If you're not careful, that's kind of the way it comes across.
Well, right? I think you need to establish that you care for them before you get to that point.
It has to be genuine, I think is the right word.
I think
here.
So
if a manager's developed...
Like 2 minutes before.
Yeah. Listen, I really care for you, and I need to talk to you in my office.
That's right.
Come here. If a manager's, though, has developed a reputation, like you said beforehand, for being fair and caring, then employees are more likely to understand. They're not going to mm-hmm. like it, but they're more likely to understand that manager probably had little choice when it came to deciding on doing a layoff.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, another related to this, to the reputation of caring, is the second cornerstone. That's building trust, and that's really around the topic of honesty.
Mm-hmm.
Or said differently, you know, honesty is a commitment to telling the truth and keeping promises, and that's right, unlike our politicians. Telling the truth and keeping... Did I say that on the radio? I think I did.
Well...
Thank you for that.
Just ask any politician. It can be difficult.
Yeah, that's right.
A manager has to be willing to tell the truth about the pain of getting laid off. You know, being honest about the pain and being empathetic with the employee goes a long way in building that trust.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a final suggestion is about a manager's competence level. Employees tend to trust the manager who knows what he or she is talking about. Again, seems pretty obvious. You should know what you're talking about before.
Office Space. Just watch Office Space and you'll know exactly where this one's coming from. So employees who have a manager that they know is knowledgeable about their job and the situation, they understand that layoffs are usually, typically, they're a last resort and that all other avenues were tried first. So listen, you know, when employees know that the leaders can be trusted, they'll be more likely to accept the necessity of layoffs and furloughs and that sort of thing. And who knows? You know, when the business turns back around again, good employees will likely want to return because of that trust that's been established.
Yeah, so if you're an employee looking to be assigned to a trustworthy manager, contact us. We have some really good employers in our system, and they're looking for...
Why is Greg laughing about this? There's no trustworthy people out there.
That's right. But they're looking for quality individuals just like yourself. And maybe you're an employer and you need some people you can trust to be on your team. Reach out to us and we'll get you in contact with some of the best employees in our area. Jim, how can people contact us?
Well, Greg and Ben, if business leaders and potential team members want to talk with us, they can find us on Facebook at U.S. Staffing Agency. They can live chat with us on our website at usstaffingagency.com or come on over to our Jackson location at 707 North Wisner. Make sure you bring your mask. Mm-hmm. Come over and talk with a recruiter over there. Our phone number is 787-6150.
I like the segue.
Yeah.
That was good.
That's...
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.